continue with the Church of Laodicea, part two. How does the world see our nation? Poor or rich? Humble or proud? Self-sufficient or God-reliant? When the Lord addresses the Church of Laodicea, he says in Revelation 3:17, the first part, "You say, I am rich. I have everything I want. I don't need a thing." The attitude of the people was proud, thinking what they acquired made them wealthy. What they did made them think they had all they wanted and believed they were self-sufficient. But where was the God factor? It's easy to get caught up in the deception of all is well on our own merits. Rather, it is well with my soul because of who God is and what he's done for us through Christ. Father God, we confess our sin, that we have failed to see all that we have is from you. All that we've done is by your grace, and all that we need is you. We confess placing our reliance on our wealth and possessions rather than on the one who provided the money. We confess that we think that we have everything that we need, but nothing without Christ. We confess our self-sufficiency rather than our need to be God-dependent, knowing that our very breath comes from you. We repent of boasting about our earnings, not tithing, not asking you what to do with our earnings beyond basic expenses, of getting on the never-ending treadmill of acquisition by doing more, acquiring more, never being content, constantly striving, never resting, relying on our own abilities, not recognizing they all come from you, Lord. And not seeing that we are needy instead of thinking we are self-sufficient. We thank you, Father, that your word says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Help us to see our condition as you see it, our acquisition as you see it, our wealth and riches as you see it, our need of you as you share that we need you, and that we cannot rely on ourselves. In James 1:17, you say, "Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow." May we remember that every good thing that we have comes from you, Father God, and first of all, to give you thanks for it, and secondly, to remember it's not ours, it's truly yours as a gift to us. Philippians 4:19, and you say that you will care for us and will supply all our needs from your glorious riches, which has been given to us through Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you that all the riches and wealth and monies that we have, that we've spent, all came from you. And you say lastly in Jeremiah 9:23, this is what you say, to not boast in our wisdom, if we're powerful, not to boast in our power or might or strength, and if we're rich, not to boast in our riches. Now we know, Lord, that you give money to all people, but may we use our money wisely for your kingdom's sake. May we use our skills and abilities for your kingdom's sake, and may we give you all the glory in Jesus' name.